Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to SYD Life Season 3.
2025!
Happy, yo! Happy New Year, everyone! Happy New Year! Honestly, crazy.
Yeah.
Life moves pretty fast.
I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Early Jan in Australia.
In Australia, it's like the beaches are pristine.
Yes.
It's like the world slows down. Like, it's just peak summer.
I actually love between like Christmas and New Year's where you don't know what day it is.
Best week of my life.
Yeah.
Best week. And I was last year, like, I was in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And so I missed the like perfect summer. So it's just so nice to just like have that.
Like having the white summer. Christmas?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful, but it didn't snow actually.
Oh.
So it was
it just sucked.
It was just, I was just in Scotland and it rained. But that's not what happened this year. So it was, just
good.
Great time of year.
Good.
Yeah. And today we're going to talk about planning for the new year, setting up. We talked to some of our great friends about how they do it.
Mm.
So we just thought we'd share a bit of our own ways.
Yeah. And we're pretty much going to read through it and kind of live react.
Yeah. Live react.
Some of their thoughts.
Literally.
Mixed in with our thoughts.
Absolutely.
And hopefully it will make a beautiful thought, baby.
Absolutely.
Or a monster.
We'll see. There's another way to find out.
We don't know.
Let's do it.
Okay, so planning for the year.
Yes.
I think an idiom that comes to mind is like...
I love idioms.
Oh, you love idioms?
Have I ever told you that I did an entire... I used to do speech, public speaking competitions. Fun little fact.
Did you?
About me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the child I was.
Where'd all the experience go?
I never won.
Oh.
But I was going to say, the first year I ever did it, my entire speech, I spoke an idiom.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible. I should have won. I think about it all the time. The fact that I didn't win.
Oh, no,
Yeah. Anyway, what's
Sounds
your favorite
like trauma.
Idiom? I was like, I remember sitting there and I was like, I'll accept the loss.
Yeah.
But there's been very few moments in my life where I went, I should have won that. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, the idiom that comes to mind was if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Great Taylor Swift lyric in Mastermind.
Yeah, she didn't come up with it, but...
Alright.
And so, looking at our year...
Yeah.
Like we said, we're going to go through just some kind of how people do it.
Yeah.
And we've got our friend Jackson Pierce here.
Yes, kick us off, Jackson.
So he says this, look back to look ahead.
Mm.
Interesting.
I actually really like what Jackson said.
Yeah.
Jackson is like very organized.
Mm.
He really like he loves his systems. He's like the Excel spreadsheet god.
Mm.
Like he knows all the formulas. And so I feel like the thing with me is I'm like maybe not as meticulous with my
Which is a personality thing,
for sure. But I love what Jackson says where he kind of goes like like reflection is such an important process of planning for the year, I think.
Yeah, because I think the big He's saying he like there's gonna be things that annoy you and frustrate you during the year.
Yeah.
But in the busyness of life, if you don't kind of jot them down and then think,
yeah,
oh, how could I avoid this, or how could I turn something from being something that I'm managing into something that I can actively solve?
Yes.
Then it's just gonna annoy you again.
Yeah.
In 2025.
It's true.
And a lot of these things are very avoidable.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true, yeah. Like me, like doing my taxes on the last day it's due.
Let's not talk about that. That's a no go.
Taxes.
On this podcast.
Honestly.
Oh, gosh.
But write down things that have, like, frustrated you, annoyed you, things that, like, you maybe have, like, forgotten that, like, are going to come up every year.
Yeah.
Just, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he also says to, like, count your wins. Like, look at the positive things that you did for the year.
Okay.
Like what are some things where you're like, oh, I like want to make sure that I do that again this year, like stuff like that.
I like that because I think at the end of the year you can, like a year is simultaneously very long and very quick.
And I can't believe how fast.
Also, the older you get, have you heard about how like when you're a kid, right? Because it's all relative to your age.
Mm.
When you've only had 10, when you're like 10 years old, a year is huge.
Yeah.
You've only had 10 of them.
Yeah.
But the older you get, it's like, oh, it's just another year.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like 30 this year. Oh, and
so happy your 30th. Yeah. Everyone's invited.
Gonna be lit. And it's true, the years get quicker.
Yeah, it's true. You want to make the most of it.
Point being is, you can forget
I forget things immediately.
Immediately. Okay, yeah. I think that's a problem.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Well, as in, you should see someone.
It's like, as soon as I finish, I close a book that I just read.
Yeah.
Could not tell you.
Yeah, okay.
At all what happened. I'm in two book clubs, so it caused a lot of problems. People are talking about major plot things, and I'm like...
I'm like that with shows. I'll be like, yeah, you know, thingy, and then they're doing thingy.
Yeah, it's like, no, Tyler.
And it's like, that's the main character. Yeah. And you're in season 7. You should know the name. Yeah, back to Jackson's good thought. I think even creating like a note in your phone.
Yeah.
To go back to throughout the year.
Yeah, it's good.
And this can really help with being thankful and grateful as well. Because otherwise you can go, oh, what? I don't know, like what am I?
What did I? What even there's happened?
Actually, a lot.
Yeah.
Small things, big things that you can be thankful for.
Yeah. And then I love what he also goes on to say, like. Yeah, like, write down, like, your dreams and write down the goals that you have. Like, it's nice to just, like, put it all out there.
Yeah.
Because you never know where the year is actually going to take you.
Yeah.
So just, like,
just
dump it all somewhere.
Yeah.
Write down, like, the little goals and even, like, the big dreams that, you know, like, the God dreams that you have inside.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and just, like... Just write it all down and you can tick things off. Things can change throughout the year, but I that's something I do.
Yep.
I make a cute little like what's it called? Collage.
Nice.
And I like write down all the things.
Wow, it's been a minute since I've done a collage.
It's, so it's honestly come back. There's these things called junk journals.
Yeah.
And they're like a big thing on TikTok at the moment of like girls.
You just trash them or
yeah, like you go out to a cafe and you'll take like the serviette and like put that in and like, you know, collaging back in 2025, let me tell you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I won't be collecting serviettes. But, that's
fine, I will be. No, kidding.
The other thing, I just had a thought on that. The other thing was, even approaching some years knowing that in this year, I'm not going to fulfill a goal or reach a goal or a dream, but I can work towards it.
Mm.
So like this year, I'm going to finish year 2 of my 4-year degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm finishing uni.
Yeah, come on. See, that's awesome. So, it's boom, terrifying. Right there. Finish uni strong.
Yeah.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
And, like, even holidays, I'm like...
totally.
Because I keep going, oh, I want to go back to Japan.
Yeah.
Lol.
Prove it.
But unless I start planning for that now...
Yeah, like saving and
what
stuff.
What money am I going to have?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then every year I just go, like, it's so unattainable.
Yeah.
If I don't actually start something.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm...
It's true.
I'm preaching to myself.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, like, we are both Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of looking ahead at the year, I'd imagine, for both of us, and for a lot of the people that we did talk to, is, like, sitting down with God.
Yeah.
And being, like, where we at.
Yeah.
Where we at.
Yeah.
And I love, Jackson says that he, like, plans and reviews with God, and he has a great point that, like, we actually do everything with God. And yet, like, don't plan your year over here and then leave him aside.
Yeah.
Like let him in to be a part of the process.
Yeah, or like, hey God, these are my plans, bless them.
Yeah.
I think James talks about, he kind of says like, oh, who are we to say tomorrow I will go here or there if it's not the will of God?
Yeah.
It's more like, God, if it is your will.
Yeah.
Which I think is a roundabout when we talk so much about things like declarative prayer and like, you know, I'm just going to pray it into existence. Well, it's like, well, are we also praying the will of God?
Yeah, totally.
So I think even just to, like you were saying, go, hey God, this year is yours.
Yeah.
Because my whole life is yours, but I'm going to break it down into
you. Yeah, let's break it down a little
break
bit.
Break down into you.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
God, where and how can I be obedient in this year? And then, of course, you can bring your dreams and desires before God.
Yeah.
It's not like we just have to be this formless, empty thing that has no direction or desires or dreams. But at the end of the day, we do have to lay them down.
Mm, totally.
Otherwise, they could become an idol.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, he's preaching.
You know?
Yeah,
like...
No, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. So thanks, Jackson.
Jackson's good. I feel like he even had some more stuff to say. No, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Michelle LaRue.
Yeah.
Oh, podcast favorite.
Honestly.
Podcast favorite. Podcast bully.
Not at all.
So she says, oh yeah, this is funny. I mean, we're in January.
We
right?
are.
So do not feel condemned hearing this. But she says, start thinking about next year in about October.
Yeah, big time.
So my first thought is, it's never too late.
Yeah.
To start planning.
Yeah.
Because it's still only January.
Yeah. We're like a week in. It's all good.
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good point in terms of like it is a busy season. Like December, January, like lots of holidays, lots of celebrations.
Yep.
And so like maybe this year we can start planning in October.
Yes.
Like we'll do that this year. But yeah, it's a good point to like kind of look ahead. I mean, like, am I actually going to have time? I mean, we always have time, don't we? But, you know, are we going to be able to set aside enough time to really, like...
Yeah.
To look at...
Really.
But, yeah, I feel like I do know this about Michelle, that she's always, like... She's like, have you, like, started planning for the year yet? And I'm like, we're in July. Like, I'm still planning this year. Where are you at? But it's cool. I'll work towards that one day, maybe.
Absolutely. And I think a good... I mean, this is kind of like a transferable skill to like a good manager, right? Will work on the business, not just in the business. And you can tell, because that's really, I think, where vision comes. And when you're able to look forward and plan forward, and you see like managers or leaders who are just so stuck in it.
I love that.
And it feels like survival mode. It feels like you're just going from one thing to the next. And it's all reactionary because you're just, as things are coming to you. And so I think really where Michelle's hitting the money here is like, okay, until you purposefully take a step back and go, like, if it means like you go, hey, next Monday, I'm going to put in my calendar.
Yeah.
I'm going to book like a 2-hour slot.
To
get up early, grab a coffee.
Yeah.
I love kind of getting out in nature.
Yeah.
So there's no distractions.
Yeah.
Leave your phone in the car. Like...
Just...
And go, okay, like, I'm going to get really intentional about this.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, that could really set you up for the year.
Yeah. I feel like we should talk about even, like, why this is an important thing to do. Because I think, like, you know, I'm still, like, a young adult. And, like, I'm still very much... finding my routine, and you know, I'm still in uni and stuff, so it's like still grasping at the whole like autonomy, like live your own life, like this is your responsibility kind of vibe. But I think looking back to like my first years out of school, where it was very much just like going through the motions and like finding finding your feet, but then compared to like 2024, I did really try to kind of look ahead and get more vision.
That's awesome.
And I think like last year, I loved last year.
Yeah.
It was like a big year, but it was like just, yeah, just allowing that vision and like being able to look ahead and plan and even just like think about the year with enough time to actually think about it was so beneficial for me.
Yeah. And I think for the human condition.
Yeah.
It's really healthy for your soul.
Yeah.
When you have vision.
Yeah.
Like the Bible says, I think it's in Habakkuk, that people perish without vision. And it's this reality where it's like we are designed to operate at a bigger capacity and towards something as well.
Yeah.
That's bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And did you say monotony before?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I think that's the opposite, right? When we are stuck in the day-to-day.
Totally.
And you see people just, like, you get up, you work, you study, you go home, you sleep.
And you can't, like, get any further than that.
Yeah, and also, like, well, what's the point?
Mm.
it's all just a bit the same, and
yeah.
and you see people lose that zeal for life or just purpose in life.
Yeah, it's good.
Because they're not really a part of something bigger.
Mm.
And I think that's why I love being a Christian as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, totally.
There's many other reasons, but
yeah, it's the,
like, what we're a part of is so much bigger than us.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of the church, we're part of His kingdom.
Mm.
And even when, like, maybe there might be a season where I feel like less purpose in, like, my work or something.
Yeah, but
I've always got purpose.
Totally.
In God or in His kingdom or in.
Yeah.
So.
That's really good. Yeah, I love what Michelle's given us here, because she kind of gives us like a four month structure. So October. Ooh. She starts thinking about it.
Yep.
December, when she's on holiday, she says that I will ask God for a word for the next year. Usually
yeah.
the word comes to me straight away and I just run with it. Love that.
So what does she mean by a word?
Yeah. Well, we can like jump ahead to like what, because I asked Mitch Hammond as well. And this
yeah,
is like Mitch Hammond's thing. He
word.
Loves his
yes.
words. And it's such a good,
mm-hmm.
it's such a cool thing. So yeah, I think like, when I've asked God for words, it's just about, I usually just be like, what are you, where are you going to be with me this year? It's kind of like the vibe.
Yeah.
But
Which,
Mitch,
yeah.
Mitch, I'll like read out like kind of the questions that he asks about the word. Cause he always asks one in December
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he says like, I was talking to him about this. He's like, just gets a note in his phone and just like writes whatever the word is. And then throughout the year, like all year, he'll write down any thoughts or any scriptures or things people have said to him about it throughout the year. And he kind of says, like, where are you positioning yourself? Who are you partnering yourself with? Where are you prioritizing your time?
Mm.
And what environment are you planted in?
Mm.
And he has this great thing where it's like...
The four Ps.
Yeah. It's like, figure out what your word is and what your world is this year.
Okay.
And he says that words... shape us from the inside out, and our world, the world that we're in, shapes us from the outside in, which is like so poetic. I love it. But yeah, I feel like that gives like a great picture into why getting words are so important, because like, even just if we look at like how important language is and how important words are in general, like words can build you up or they can like tear you down. And so when you have like a word on the inside of you that you are like holding onto for the year, you're able to be like, you're able to stand on it.
Yeah.
And you're able to like hold that as like a, no, like God's got me this year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like a comfort and it's like strengthening.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it. You know, we have a conviction that God still speaks.
Mm. Yeah.
And that the Holy Spirit knows, it says He searches our heart.
Yeah.
So no one knows you like God does.
Yeah.
Now, I was even thinking, like, sometimes the word might not be that encouraging.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's, like, pruning.
Yeah. Yikes.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then when you're in a season where things are being cut off...
You go, ah. Oh.
You don't need a dismay.
Bingo.
Because it's like, oh, no, this is actually from God.
Yeah, totally.
And this is a necessary thing in my life.
Yeah.
Where it's actually good, some things are being cut
yeah.
off. And so... Yeah, you can feel God with you in that.
Yeah.
Which is a difficult season.
Yeah. Like, a good example, last year, 2024, I felt that the word was going to be, like, strengthening. And I was like, slay. Like, this is going to be the best year of my life.
Through trials.
Yeah. Then I, like, literally,
wow.
I kid you not, like, I was confronted with, like, every single one of my, like, worst fears.
Wow.
Within, like, a two-month period.
Wow.
And I was literally like,
okay,
what the heck is happening to me? And then I was like, oh yeah.
Strengthening.
He's like, just
sort
yourself out.
Yeah, he's like, by leaning on me.
Yeah, literally.
You almost need to ask God for the word.
Yeah.
And then also like, what's in the parentheses?
So literally, I'm like, if you could give me just like a dot point list of how this
oh,
is going to come to fruition.
Yes.
Because like, I was a bit of a stitch up. I was like, are you kidding me? He's like,
right.
really humbled me.
Right.
But it's so true, because it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you can be, I think another thing is like, you can be as prepared as you can, but life happens.
Yeah, and God's God.
Yeah.
And He's sovereign. So
yeah.
again, going back to submitting to him.
Yeah.
And in that submission, like, seeking his heart for a word, a theme, what he's wanting to do in your life. It's also, like, not going this equals that.
Mm, yeah.
Because, again, that's not really submitting.
No.
And, like, say the word is, like, victory or something.
Mm.
It's like, okay, but you still need to trust God what that looks like.
Yeah, totally.
And seek him when things don't pan out how you think they're going to pan out.
Yeah, literally. Crazy. Ooh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Eloise.
Oh, I love Eloise.
I was so excited to ask. I actually asked Eloise and Jesse, and Jesse said, I'll get back to her over the weekend. Never heard, and so it's too late now. Thanks so much, Jesse. So we're just with Eloise. Eloise is, I love her.
Yeah.
I really want to get Elle on the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mum to be. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So Elle has like a really kind of practical outlook on the year. She has like a few areas.
Yep.
So she says like work, ministry, personal, travel, home. And she says like she's praying into the year to get vision, to ask God what he wants. But I love that she's just kind of she's a teacher. And teachers, they got to be good at planning. So I was like, I feel like Elle is going to really have some good insight into how she does this. So she says for work, she kind of figures out what it looks like. For her this year, she's going to be on maternity leave for a lot of it.
Mm.
So it's different.
Goals. Yeah.
It's different to what she's normally used to. So kind of just like setting out. And sometimes, it might be like you're gearing up for a new job.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I'm finishing uni this year. So like looking ahead at that, like there might be some like big things.
Big changes, yeah.
Praying into where God's leading her.
Mm-hmm.
And I love something we haven't really touched on is like fitness goals and stuff. I feel like would people be interested in hearing like a podcast about that? Because I personally like...
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I'm like always feeling like I should be more fit.
Yeah, maybe we can... I'll do some digging. Maybe we can have Elle on for that.
Yeah, Elle Fit.
Elle Fit.
Elle Fit. Bring her on.
But yeah, like fitness goals and like adjusting any routines and stuff like that. Again, she's literally about to become a mother.
Yeah.
I'm literally so excited.
I mean, even... Like, we know a lot of people stepping into motherhood. And fatherhood's a big change as well, but it's not as big as motherhood.
Yeah.
I would say. And navigating change around that is huge.
Oh, my gosh.
Like...
Yeah.
You go from... To a large degree, being able to do what you want, when you want.
Yeah.
To, like, people say, like, marriage, you need to, like, die to yourself.
Yeah.
Which is true. It's true.
Nothing
but nothing like parenthood. You need to...
I remember...
You need to die constantly.
Sean Lowe, who used to work with us, he always said... They have four kids.
Gosh,
they have four boys.
Yeah.
And he said, like, I never want to stop having kids because every time you just get more and more selfless.
Wow.
It's like, he's the most... I miss him. He's, like, so beautiful. I'm like, wow.
I'm the opposite. I'll go on holidays and I'll be like, I just want to read and like, but I have to play with my child. I just find new ways to be selfish.
You're like in the middle of paternity leave as we speak, right?
Yep. I've got a newborn.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming in, Tyler.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And then something else that she also said that I think that you touched on as earlier is like any like travel and holidays.
Yeah.
Plan for them.
Yeah. And my thought about that is like, burnout is such a big thing, right? And managing your energy and managing your capacity is big. And I think a big part of that is booking breaks in.
Yeah, totally.
And not letting guilt of taking a break get in your head.
Yeah.
And there's a few things there. Like,
People
don't take breaks because they think the world's going to burn down without them.
Yeah.
They don't take breaks because... Like, they feel guilty about stopping.
Yeah. They're going to miss stuff.
Like
stuff, yeah.
FOMO. But I think maturity is going, it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
And actually, I should take a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's good for me.
Yeah, even if it's like, if it's a staycation.
Ooh, I'm not a good staycayer.
Oh, really?
Well, I can't, like, I get bored.
Oh, love.
Like, I want to get out.
I love
I want to see something.
I love a week at home.
I want to be on a plane. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I was sick a few weeks ago. I had the whole week off.
Did you?
Best week of my life. It was so good. My sister and I watched What did we watch? We watched like an entire series or something.
Harry Potter, Gilmore Girls, The Office.
I think we were watching New Girl.
Yeah, there it is.
Because Lucy hadn't seen it before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so good. I feel like 2026 is going to be a good year.
Yeah?
Like, I know we're just in 2025 now. But I think the thing with me is 2026, it's like the first year, like, I'm done uni.
Yes.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Put the big girl pants on.
It's on.
Yeah, terrifying. Wow, that's so exciting. Maybe I'll do my master's so I can just put it off.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's not really for me, I don't think.
No.
No, but anyway.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that was just some, like, good,
yeah. Nice,
practical...
Insight. Yeah.
Also spiritual. It is a spiritual and a practical
thing.
Kind of working.
Yeah.
And they really go hand in hand.
Yeah, the spiritual absolutely.
And the practical.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really believing this is going to be a great year for you.
Yes.
Do it in community.
Yes.
Do it with friends.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Do it with God.
Yeah.
Submit all your ways to Him and He will...
Yeah.
He'll help you prosper.
Yeah.
And we're just excited for you. And we're excited for this year of the podcast.
Yep.
Charles has been cooking up some fun ideas, some great interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Some good Ask Me Anythings.
Please.
You know.
Relationship series is going to come back.
Oh.
Big time.
Can we do like three girls, three guys?
Oh, my gosh. Is there room for that?
Chaos.
That would be so fun.
I love those, like, massive podcasts.
I know, it'd be sick.
Oh,
good. Didn't have enough microphones.
Bring all the mics
that.
Out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BYO microphone.
I'm fine with that.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's going to be good.
Great.
It's going to be a good year.
Well.
So just, like, strap in.
Strap in.
Send us any, like...
Subscribe is the...
Subscribe.
The version of that.
Totally.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, literally subscribe and follow us on all our things, sydlife.podcast. And, yeah, let me know if you have anything that you want discussed. Any topics, any questions. And
we'll go from there.
We'll go from there.
Okay, we'll see you next time, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by C3 SYD Church. We exist to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. For information, head to c3syd.church. And for more content, go to @sydlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.